Hello, everybody. Isn't it marvellous when you meet someone who's big-hearted? It's wonderful to be able to be generous, but some people are anxious today, obviously, because of financial concerns, difficulties that they're going through. But listen to these verses in Proverbs 11:24. One man gives freely, yet gains even more. Another withholds unduly, but comes to poverty. It's interesting, isn't it? If you meet someone who is kind and generous, you find that others just can't help giving back to them. It's like the law of gravity. Generosity and kindness seem to kind of draw people who are like-minded towards them. There's an interesting verse in 2 Corinthians 9:7. Each man should give what he has decided in his heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. That word cheerful actually comes from the root hilarious, very happy to give. Well, I remember one time we met a group of missionaries at a church who were desperately needing a new vehicle. Well, we were saving for one for ourselves. I'd put special money aside. In the middle of the conversation with them, a thought that shocked me came into my mind. Give them your savings. I thought, well, I could give them a bit. I said to the Lord, well, what do you mean, Lord? Not all of the savings. Surely not. Yes, said God. Well, I was not a hilarious giver, everyone. I remember writing a check with a heavy heart, but they were overwhelmed with joy. I was about to learn a serious lesson. The following week, I got a call from my dad, saying that he'd decided to give me his second car. What was that, the Mini, I thought? No, the Ford Granada, the one that you love, so you can carry all you need. Well, that was far better than anything I would have been able to afford. God is no man's debtor. Recently, a friend attended one of our prophetic listening workshops. We do them on Zoom, and if you're interested, do get in touch with our administrator, Rachel, and you can look and find all you need on mbm-ministries.org. Anyway, this friend decided not to send a relative flowers this time because she couldn't afford them. But God said, you do it. You'll be showing her how much I love her. So she changed her course. She heard him speaking in the prophetic workshop. She got flowers and the next day received an unexpected dividend through the post for exactly what she'd spent. And if that wasn't enough, she had someone else she wanted to send flowers to, so she did it again. And the very same thing happened the next day. Now, it's not that God has to give us back in kind all the time what we give. But it showed her clearly that if she opened her hand, God would help her to cope with her own expense needs. In 2 Corinthians 9:11, it says this, you will be made rich in every way, so that you can be generous on every occasion. And through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. Let's pray. Lord, show me today if there's anyone you particularly want me to give to, either in time, in patience, or even financially. Lord, I want to be available to you, to be a big-hearted person, showing what you are like. Amen.
You fill me with strength, with your wisdom and love. The power I'm resting in the joy. sign. Oh, that's where I wanna be, Lord.